Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
LivestockMarket.com puts you in control when buying or selling commercial livestock, seed stock, or show stock. The easy-to-use online platform at LivestockMarket.com offers private treaty, online auction, and live auction internet bidding. Animals are sold before they ever leave your place. And with LivestockMarket.com, there's no middleman. Buyers connect directly with livestock and hay producers. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
There simply wasn't a whole lot to hang your hat on to make comments about when it came to Governor Kevin Stitt's State of the State address on Monday before the state legislature officially kicking off the general session that will happen between now and the end of May. The governor did talk about tax cuts. He said he would sign any tax cut that came across his desk. Charles McCall, the Speaker of the House, applauded that and saying afterwards that he's on board with trying to get some money back to the people. Senator Treat, the leader of the Oklahoma Senate, not so sure. He says we need to make sure that the monies that we would be taking out of the spending equation are actually available to offer that tax cut to the people. 0.25% tax cut has already been approved by the Oklahoma House. The Senate, they're not on board as of yet. He did not talk about career tech when he talked about schools, talked about charter schools, talked about colleges and universities in the state, but no mention of career tech. Just a couple of days earlier, career tech was very much front and center with the Oklahoma FFA Foundation, I Believe Gala. Brent Kissling, formerly a part of the Stitt administration, a big booster of FFA, saying it is a tremendous positive for the state of Oklahoma.
A lot of people think of this as a leadership organization. It is. And a lot of people think of it as prepping folks for a career in agriculture, and it is. But this truly is the number one best workforce development program that the state of Oklahoma has. I mean, think about it. You are teaching young people responsibility. You're teaching them soft skills. You're teaching them how to do a business plan. It truly is the number one workforce development program in the state, and we appreciate so many legislators being here this evening to support it.
From the I Believe Gala this past Saturday night, Brent Kissling, you know, a tip of the hat from the governor during his State of the State speech would have been nice, but not needed. Rancher Jimmy Emmons, well known for his soil health and no-till practices on his ranch out in western Oklahoma, he's now involved in something called Trust in Beef. He believes this is an opportunity to help cattle producers document their great sustainability story.
Actually, the consumer is starting to demand traceability back to the birth to the plate, so to speak, know where their beef is coming from, how it's handled, who's handled it, welfare of the animal through that process. So that's all something that we can add value to if we can keep them records, keep that data. Currently, most of the ranchers don't do that. There are some that's doing that, but we want to get everybody up to speed to understand that it can be for you and it can be extra ROI if you do this right.
Jimmy Emmons, you've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 4th through 6th at State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call our show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Farm and Ranch News. I'm Ron Hayes.